final segment with Mike Adams. I'm going to give out the toll-free number. It's a regular number, but everything's toll-free now, after he leaves us. But, Mike, just put bookends on the incredible things you've been laying out. And just basically give us a general take on Iran, a general take on the midterms, you know, back to little provincial things here. Where do you see all that going?
Well, I see the GOP currently is definitely in trouble for the midterms. There's still time for Trump to change course. This war is becoming disastrous. It's becoming a long duration war. I've covered on some of my podcasts about the famine that's already baked in. If we don't, you know, change the course of this in 2027, tens of millions of people around the world, not in the United States, but in other countries, could be facing starvation. The social and economic costs are going to be tremendous. This is a huge mistake. This is a quagmire for Trump. He needs to find a solution and get out of this war as quickly as possible. And the Saudis have even said, you know, you can't use our military bases any longer to launch attacks on this. The Strait of Hormuz, just because of geography, will continue to be controlled by Iran. There's just no way around that. Unless you completely conquer the entire nation of Iran, which is impossible with our military, you cannot control the Strait of Hormuz. So you need to find agreement with Iran, something you can live with. As far as I'm concerned, you know, if Iran needs to charge $1 million toll per ship, but as long as the energy flows, then the world doesn't starve to death, you know? So
what do you make of Saudi Arabia killing our aircraft in the airspace?
I think the Saudis have realized that they, in order for them to have a future and for their pipelines to be protected, they have to stop being used by the United States against Iran. And
yeah, they're getting Israel's kamikaze mission for them.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Saudis have pipelines. Michael Yan pointed out the East-West pipeline is really critical. They can bypass the Strait of Hormuz, but not if Iran bombs that pipeline. So, you know, the Saudis are in a very precarious situation, but so is Iran. And remember, every day that goes by that those oil wells aren't flowing, then there's a long-term damage of a lack of throughput in the future. So some of those oil wells will only come back at 80% or 70%.
You got to keep them flowing.
Production. You got to keep them flowing or they seize up. You know, everybody in Texas probably knows a little bit about oil wells. So that's critical and that's not happening. But also the gas shortage, natural gas, the helium shortage, and the sulfur and sulfuric acid shortage will have long-term industrial catastrophic effects that are going to hurt all of us, even in America, with, you know, supply chains and manufacturing and spare parts and things like that. So Trump's in a quagmire. He needs to get himself out of this quickly. That's my take.
Mike, absolutely. I didn't write it down when you said it. I remember the name when you said it, but I didn't write it down. Who's the AI guy you said I should have on?
Roman Yampolsky. He's an academic, and he writes papers about the risks of AI or AI safety. And he's been sounding the alarm over.
Yeah, I've seen him. He's been on your show. So we're going to get him on.
Yeah, I'd be happy to make an introduction. And he's sounding the alarm. He's trying to say we have to stop research on superintelligence. Otherwise, humanity probably will not make it.
And 1 minute left. What do you make of the Hunter virus? I mean, clearly they're trying to hype it. What do you think's behind that?
I think it's all hype. I think it's just another hoax. It's COVID plus. For people who didn't learn the lessons the first time around, you know, I mean, is there anybody out there still gullible enough to go along with this? It doesn't make any sense to me at all. And besides, we know how to protect ourselves with nutrition or ivermectin or all kinds of things. So I guess we're just going to try it again and see who's dumb enough to wear a mask and live behind plexiglass and lock down. Yeah, I'm not going for that. I'm not going to participate in any of that nonsense.
All right, naturalnews.com. Tell us about your AI. Is it public yet?
Yeah. Well, we've got a couple of engines. Brightanswers.ai is my deep research engine. It's free, and it's also trained on a lot of your content, by the way. And then brightlearn.ai is where you can generate and download free books, full-length books, well-researched, and we have 55,000 books that have been created, and many of them available in Espanol and also full-length audiobooks by the hundreds. So it's all free. You can check it out at brightlearn.ai.
Come on soon and talk about that. Incredible. Naturalnews.com. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, guys. We'll put the number on screen for you. I want to take your calls on Iran, on AI, the data centers, the Disney ships getting caught with the pedophilia. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro,
Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at theAlexJonesStore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, AlexJonesLive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at AlexJonesApp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Fighting the good fight. Make no mistake, my friends. Born into an epic universe, given consciousness and free will by the Creator, given the navigational system by the Holy Spirit to transcend and overcome and thrive in this incredibly beautiful, ugly, dangerous world. That's where we are. So, we've covered a lot of big topics today. I feel pretty good. We got a lot of it in. There's a lot I haven't hit. More than half I haven't hit. But still, we put a good lick on it. I want to open the phones up on any subject you want to talk about. First-time caller, long-time caller, doesn't matter. Let's put the number up on screen here at the Alex Jones Network. Just if you're outside the country, do your country code into us at 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. And we will take your calls, 512-266-0642. Because this question is asked me on the street, everywhere else, I just keep saying it at least once or twice a show. Last Thursday, the Texas Democrat-controlled court ordered the building shut down at InfoWars. The Onion did not buy it. They did not get it. That's just more lies like they've told for years. But the media runs the hoax. They own it and run it. People then get confused and say, well, I don't want to support you. The AlexJonesStore.com, that's the Onion. That's not owned by them. That's owned by our sponsor that owns the Alex Jones Network that we've been setting up for years in anticipation of this, okay? This was ready 2 years ago to go. And the bigger studios, you know, getting done. So when you support thealexjonesstore.com, you are funding the Alex Jones Network and our legal operations against them and the host and the crew and the servers, everything we're doing. Thealexjonesstore.com. And the products are amazing. Just like our information, it is the very best. Now, you can also go to alexjoneslive.com. That's the new news site. That's where you find the articles, the videos, the live feeds, the reports. That's what you share, alexjoneslive.com. A lot of people keep asking, hey, I want to make a donation or I want to make a contribution. It's a contribution, technically. You want to make a contribution to expand the broadcast for legal defense, for operations? Go there and click contribute. You can make a one-time donation for $5, $10, $100, whatever you want, or you can sign up to do recurring donations, cancel any time with one click in your profile. So We need your support. Please take action now at alexjoneslive.com by going to the contribute page. Thank you so much for listeners demanding this. It's a great idea. And we can do anything with your support. But if you don't take some of the money and earnings you have and put it into people that are fighting tyranny, you're not defending yourself. It's that simple. But listen, Regardless, I want to thank all you that previously prayed for us, spread the word, and bought products. We have a huge 48-hour sale going just today through the 9th. So that's Thursday, Friday, into Saturday. Buy one methylene blue tincture, the strongest medical grade there is, ultra methylene blue. Get another exact same bottle free. That is a massive deal. Buy one Irish sea moss gummies with the concentrated sea moss with the organic iodine and 93 trace elements and minerals. Such an incredible superfood. And get another bottle of the sea moss gummies free. Methylene blue tincture supports mental clarity, cognitive function, cellular energy. It skips the oxidation process of cells and mitochondrial performance. Sea moss gummies support thyroid health and so much more. All of your organs, immune health, daily minerals, natural energy. Most people have iodine deficiency of one level or another. This will fix that. That sale ends May 9th, so on Saturday. And then we have three new product bundle deals as well. The Modern World Survival Pack, normally $147, now $89. The Shilajit capsules to support natural energy stamina. It's full of all these natural peptides. And daily vitality, incredible for men and women. Atomic defense, great for the sex life. For daily defense, super powerful autoimmune defender, but that's good for the whole body. What's good for autoimmune is just good for everything. The Irish sea moss as well, that's that pack deal. We have the gut detox defense stack, zeolite, super high quality zeolite for chelation of heavy metals, spike proteins, and more. Zeolite detox and defense to support the body's natural detox pathways. T3 trifecta iodine, the very best, cleanest iodine out there. And bovine colostrum, the highest quality private label you can get anywhere. All three of those together, normally $148, now $99. And the men's drive stack, Shilajit gummies, MK Ultra, Brain Booster, and T3 trifecta iodine, normally $134, now $99. And so much more. Those sales end in just a few days. Take advantage now at thealexjonesstore.com. And you'll find a lot of items that sell out or aren't available at thealexjonesstore.com or on the sister site, because they always hold back 10% of whatever is brought into the warehouse and you know, produce there in Arkansas over to that. Because used to, realalexjones.com was just the shopping cart to fund the fledgling baby Alex Jones Network for the part-time crew that came in, for the equipment, for the systems. And we built this in the last 2 years. It was done really a year and a half ago, but we beefed it up. And wait till you see the new studios. Wait till you see all the stuff. Just we've been a little busy fighting all these fronts to get that done, but we're getting close. And that's why it was so asinine when we blocked them in the third court of appeals, the Onion taking over last week. They just filed the Supreme Court. They went in, ransacked InfoWars, stole all the equipment, blah, 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 just all complete fabrication. They're getting a lot of trouble for that. You're not allowed to do that. And we brought in third parties, witnesses, documented it all, federal filing, sworn testimony. I mean, I could sit here right now and turn these cameras around and show you. On average, the equipment at InfoWars was 10 years old. And it's the exact same equipment. It's just all bigger. So an HD camera from 10 years ago is like this big. And then these little HD cameras are just as good or this big. That's the only difference. And they're less money. Everybody knows that about electronics. They get smaller, and the price goes down. So every piece of equipment here, I don't own, Bigley owns it. Every piece of equipment, this little atomic clock was like $20. You know, that was, you know, bought online. I'll show it to you. I mean, not one thing in here. Not this microphone. Not this desk. None of this was ever part of InfoWars. Are there pictures on the wall that I owned and, you know, just like memorabilia that was there? Yeah, that was our stuff. That was never in question. So these people have gone and told these massive lies. And that's what they do. I mean, look, the Onion does not own this. The Onion did not get this. But people think we're off the air. I have people in the streets. God, sorry, the Onion stole your show. I'm sorry you're off the air. And I'm like, well, you weren't a daily listener today because I explained we're over here at the network. So I just need listeners and viewers' help. Let's punch up the calls if I can on screen here. Thank you. Just help me counter their lies, folks, because everybody's trying to find the show right now. The show already exploded, already got bigger, but it would get way bigger if a lot of people didn't know or a lot of people knew that we were on air. So, again, I'm going to give you the number to call. Can we punch up the calls on the screen? I won't be able to know them if they're on the screen here. Thank you. So, again, we're going to go to Chris and Sean and Amy and Julio and Austin and Carlos and many here in just a few minutes. In fact, we'll go to you right now, and then I'm going to get into what do we do about the Republican Party going sideways? And they were really going sideways until the last month. We've seen some indictments. We've seen a lot of election fraud exposed. You know, I'm just going to call balls and strikes, but I'm still highly concerned. I'm very excited about Saudi Arabia putting the brakes on the war. That is very real and very good. Extremely exciting. But right now, let's go to your phone calls that you've been holding patiently. Let's go to Pennsylvania first and talk to Mark. Mark, you're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I just had...
Do me a favor. Just do this. Turn your radio off.
Yep.
And then you won't be distracted by your voice. Because it'll be delayed a few seconds. Yeah, it's all right. We love you. Go ahead now.
So you can probably, or someday you'll be able to find it, I guess, through just putting your own show through like an AI system. But I was listening to you one time, and I was like just deep in thought, and the thought struck me like I'm so glad that I had the mom that I had, and I'm so glad that I am from the neighborhood that I'm from. And then you paused, and you were like, I'm so glad I'm from Texas, and I'm so glad I had my mama. Like, it's an example of, like, that telepathic connection.
Oh, there's no doubt that they've proven that Aboriginals, particularly from the most psychic on average are the Aboriginals of Australia, they can be working in South Africa or in New York City, and if their mother particularly dies or something, they know it, and the executives always know, oh, no, it's true. Because her mother may be 1,000 miles out in the middle of nowhere in a village. They put them on a plane. They know it's real. And so absolutely. And when we're on the air together and all this, this is a group collective, group consciousness situation. It's been proven in all the studies. So absolutely. That's what's happening is we're interfacing.
Yeah, it just blew my mind because, like, I thought it, and then you paused, and then you said what I thought, like, live on air. And it just blew my mind, and it was an example.
Well, that's why all the time, I know to give into it now. I used to, like, ignore it. All the time, I'll be talking about something completely different, and all of a sudden I'll go, ugh, and I'll go, just say it. And I'll just say it. Like the night of the Vegas shooting, it was the last 30 seconds of the show, and this thing hit me, and I went, bang, and I went, there'll be an open-air concert, 10 o'clock at night. They're going to shoot a bunch of people. And then all of a sudden, I had the FBI calling me and you know, got to visit the house and you know, talk to these people, hostage rescue team, how'd you know that? And I told them, I said, I don't know. I just came out. And they go, we already know. We believe you. Thank you. If you ever want to work for us, here's our card. You make a lot of money working for us. Literally, I got visited by a... I'm not going to get into it. I didn't get visited by the FBI. I was got visited by the Orange Team. But it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, and I've also had, like, again, like, kind of very minor things, but dreams come true and stuff like that. But, yeah, I just wanted to call in because I had a specific example and experience of it directly with you, and it just kind of, I just thought I might as well tell you.
Yeah, what are the chances you'd be thinking, I'm glad from here, I'm glad from this town, I love my mama. And then, and let me guess, I wasn't talking about a subject like that. I just kind of blurted it out, right?
Right, that's the thing. Like, I'm, like, half listening to you, like, kind of as, like, background noise, half having the thought, like, that was my main focus. Then you suddenly pause and then say it. So, yep.
Well, we got a connection, brother. What's your view? What are you calling about?
Just to let you know about that, because you were on the subject.
Well, God bless you, brother. Like, go ahead. He's gone. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. Let's go to Rhode Island and talk to Sean. Sean, thanks for holding. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. Mailman in Rhode Island. I just wanted to touch base on a couple of things that you and Mike were saying about your dreams, how you have, you know, you have 100 dreams in one night and you see all this stuff. Literally, in the past maybe month or so, I've been having the same dreams. I'll wake up 20 times, 30 times, and I feel like I've had, like, a full night's sleep and, you know, the longest dream you could ever imagine. It's crazy.
That's exactly how I'm feeling. And it only started about 2 years ago, and now it's worse and worse. And I feel rested, but I'll go to bed and usually sleep 2-3 hours now. And I sleep like 6-7, you know, sound sleeper. And now a couple hours in, boom, wake up. And I'm like, let me go back to bed. And then, like, I'll wake up, and a minute later, I've had some giant dream, and it's over and over and over and over. I mean, it must have been 100 times last night. And they were all spectacular. And Mike's, like, write notes of it. How the hell do you do that? I mean, it's like a freaking marathon every night going to sleep now.
Is it so? Yeah, same for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to take his advice and do the voice recording and the pen and paper, because a lot of times I can remember bits and pieces, and a lot of the time it comes back to me throughout my day. But when I first wake up, sometimes I feel like the world's over.
Oh my God, these dreams I've been having, it's unbelievable. And it's so surreal because so much of it is like, it's not just weird alien writing, but it's also, it shows it to me like it's news articles or text. And then I'll try to focus on it in the dream and then try to remember it. And then it'll be like 2 o'clock today and they give me an article and I go, that's the dream. It's like, it's crazy. And obviously I know it's not just me. That's why I said everybody else must be feeling this. I'm just an average person. That's why so many people are going crazy right now, because you know, the Bible says at the start of the end times, people are going to have crazy dreams. It's going to be wild. It's all in the Bible. And whatever's going on, it's going down, brother.
I believe you 100%, bro. Hey, I just wanted to throw this out there, last thing. Alex Jones, president, 2028, let's go. I was the guy that wore the Alex Jones for president 2024 shirt to the child support case. You remember that?
I remember that. I saw that in the news.
Yeah, I also wanted to thank you for the shout-out on one of your commercials you did when I was plugging the Methylene Blue.
I appreciate you calling us out.
Mailman in Rhode Island taking it. I take it every day. I love you, bro.
Love you, too. Yeah, just know God's in control, folks. As negative as all this is, there's a lot of negativity. Just God made us, and God put us here for a reason. Just trust in God. Like, do your job, be good, be strong, tell the truth. You know, don't give in to evil. Boy, do I try not to? We're not perfect. And just know that it's an adventure. All right, Amy in Michigan. Amy, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. This is my first time calling in to speak with you.
Welcome.
And I am so excited to tell you this story, and not like a good excited way, but it has been haunting me, this thing with the ticks. So rewind to 2018, my father, he was retired, but he, did a lot of activities. He volunteered a lot. He, would take boys trips up north, and we're in Michigan, and we're originally from Dallas, but we're in Michigan now. And he went up north, they rent a cabin, hunting, fishing, everything like that. And a guy and my dad got tick bites, and the other guy got it taken care of. But my dad, being kind of a stubborn goat that he was, he was like, oh, I just got the flu. Now, this is in July, so that's not really common in July. And this is pre-COVID 2018. So he goes to like a minute clinic. They misdiagnose him. They give him some generic medication. He's like, no, I don't feel right about this. Something's wrong. And I was still in Dallas at the time, so I'm not by him to take care of him. And so I'm on the phone with him the last time, and he said, I can't find the spot, but I know it's a tick bite. I know it is. And
by the way, let me interrupt you to continue here. This is a story with my dad. And in all the news articles, you get bit, you get Lyme's disease. They don't tell you. The doctors don't know. Sometimes you go a year or two undiagnosed, and then it eats your joints, everything.
Exactly. And so he, fast forward 2 weeks after that phone call, his neighbors did a wellness check, and they found him. He had just dropped dead in the house, and he had just gone to church like 2 days before. And then, they lied on his death certificate, said he had a heart condition. And I was like, uh-uh. So I paid for privately an autopsy.
Wow.
And it took 16 weeks or something. It was crazy. And finally, you know, you get emailed and they mail you a hard copy. The email, the doctor that I had hired to do it, he said, I need you to call me. And I said, okay. So I gave him a call, and he said, I've never seen this. Have you taken a look at the report? And I said, yes, I've never, I don't know what these words are. You got to like break it down for me. He says, well, I've never seen this before. Your father absolutely did die from a tick bite. And the primary cause of death was myocarditis. Now, I had never heard of myocarditis before that. That wasn't a buzzword. Fast forward to COVID, that's like the number one thing that has been happening with all the shots, the myocarditis. And it's been haunting me.
That's what I was going to say. They're now finding spike protein in the ticks for years.
Yeah.
This is another weapon of Fauci.
Yeah, exactly. And I just, the connection between the two, and now I hear myocarditis like a million times a day. And I just, I couldn't believe it. He didn't have like the allergy or anything. I mean, he had the fevers. I remember he like wrote down all of his symptoms. I found like a notepad when he.
Well, I'm so sorry about your father. What we have to know is this is all in the news, happened to my family, happened to friends of mine. Why can't the hospitals identify it? It's epidemic Lyme's disease, which is weaponized syphilis, created Plum Island by Nazi scientists, declassified. And then now they're adding this new beef allergy into it, this syndrome. And notice, none of the doctors are trained. They don't know.
No, so it freaks me out now that they've been dumping the boxes of ticks, and you know, in the northern part of the U.S., we have a surge now, and I don't know how to combat it. You know,
you can look at maps where ticks are over here, and a year later they're 1,000 miles west. No, they're dumping them. Mm-hmm. They admit it. It's like. Again, Bill Gates is a demon. He loves the power to kill people. He loves hurting people because he sees it as more resources for him. He thinks if he acts like a god, he thinks a god kills people. In fact, let's come back. I'm going to play these clips when we come back. They're on the list. Bill Gates on The View. This next pandemic could be far worse than COVID. Yuval Noah Harari, you don't have any rights. It's all fiction. Oh, but if somebody went and blew his head off, he'd want him to go to prison. I'm not saying blow his head off. Oh, he has rights. He's just saying you don't have rights. You understand that?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I want to come in with Hank Williams Jr. I got rights. Well, I'm so sorry about your dad. Listen, my dad was a great rock climber, in great shape, worked out the YMCA every day. And about 20 years ago, he shrivels up, gets all gray, loses all this weight. He didn't know. He was going to all these doctors, and he's a doctor. It took him a year to figure out he got bit by a tick, and he had Lyme's disease. 6 months of antibiotics, gets rid of him, but by then it ate his joints. So then he couldn't really work out. You know, he's still alive and okay, but, you know, in pain constantly. And it's all these assholes. We know they did it. I mean, it's just like, and they killed your dad. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's just been horrible. I just wanted to share that story because this is something that clearly has been going on even before all of our lockdowns.
Well, I'll tell you what you got to do, because I hike in the woods all the time, but I don't go through deep brush. I don't go through a bunch of tall grass, and that's why you wear tall socks. And when you're, even if it's hot, you wear pants and you know, and then my grandparents in East Texas, they were always smart. We had a lot of ticks in East Texas, and you couldn't really get that, but you still get problems. Mm-hmm. We would go out hunting and doing all this stuff in the summer and doing stuff, and you'd get ticks. As soon as we got back, they had a big hot shower, and I'd get in there, and my grandmother would come in with a big bottle mixed with bleach and water, and she'd spray it all over me, and she'd sit there with the washcloth and sponge. And, oh, there's a tick, got that son of a bitch, and that's how you get them. But people got to take this really serious, folks. You got to take this stuff serious. They were ranchers and farmers, so that was just a daily deal you did, was get the ticks off of you. All right, thank you so much. God bless you. Sorry about your dad. We'll be right back with more callers on the other side. Stay with us.
Wait.
I'm so excited about the Alex Jones Network. I'm so excited to expand it. The bad guys are in trouble. Hell, we might even get InfoWars back, but who knows? But I couldn't have stood against this tyranny and fought them without your support. But a lot of people, not the majority, but 20-30%, believe the propaganda of the national news that we're off the air. And friends, family, neighbors, people at the gas station, Alex, I'm so sorry you're off the air. I'm so sorry, you know, the Onion runs your company. They didn't get it a year and a half ago with the fake auction. They didn't get it this time. They're blocked in court. They're in a lot of trouble, okay? We're winning, but I need funds for the defense and the offense and for the network and for everything we're doing. And I need your word of mouth to tell your email list, your text message list, your neighbors, your friends, your family. Hey, Alex Jones is verboten, forbidden info. He knows what he's talking about.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Here is the URL, alexjoneslive.com. He's on weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Harrison Smith after that. We're going to bring more shows on. But we need your support, your word of mouth, your prayer. You are everything, and your financial support at alexjonesstore.com. So listen to me. We have ultramethylene blue tincture, capsules, and now the gummies that are a concentrate of already the strongest, best methylene blue. So look out when you get them. But they're selling out, more coming in a month or so. We have plenty of the tincture and the capsules, but not the gummies. If you want them, there's probably 3 or 4 days left of them. Get them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Separately, I can do hours on this. Just go to Wikipedia even. Go to the UN website. Even our enemies admit it. There's an average 15 IQ point reduction in the West because of lack of iodine in the soil and in our foods. Iodine is so good for women, children, adults, pregnant women, but especially older people. But most iodine is a bound iodine to another element. Atomic means on the periodic table, it is pure. We're the only people that put out the pure iodine. And we have it, T3 Trifecta Iodine, at thealexjonesstore.com. Get yours now. I got my iced tea right here. I take it about every 2 days. I'm going to take a dropper full of this bad boy. And this is so good for your brain, your clarity, your cells. It's essential. If you don't get iodine, you die. Again, you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you're dead. Don't have water for 4 days, you're dead. Don't have food for a month or so, most person dies. You know, unless you're super fat and you live 2 months or whatever. The point is, that's because you're not getting all the essential nutrients and vitamins. Iodine is one of the essential things. Look it up. And the number one cause of cognitive disability, officially, for even the World Health Organization, is iodine deficiency. So get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason this network continues on and can expand. You're funding folks that fight for your future and our own futures together, trying to stop a new war, trying to stop new pandemics, trying to stop the left, trying to take back civilization. It takes funds to do that. So we sell great products, so it's a 360 win. The only way we fail is you don't take action. Take action now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the Information Purification Directive.
Order is the only path to stability.
Compliance is the only path forward.
Alex Jones is a fringe voice and a crackpot. Our unification of thought is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on Earth.
We have created, for the first time in all history, a garden of pure ideology. War is peace.
On May 1st, 2026, Alex Jones will launch his new network, and you will see that the answer to 1984 is still and will always be 1776.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Here's Hank Williams Jr.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Don't forget.
I went down to the Mary Carter paint store. I said, give me one of them Smith and Wesson Magnum 44s. 'Cause there's a man that the law let loose and justice was not done. This man killed my wife and my only little son. Forget the way he looked all through the trial. He had his big name lawyer, and he had that smirky smile. Well, yeah, he got you off on a technicality, but you have to grow wings and fly to ever get away from me. I got rights. I got rights too. And this time there won't be no damn lawyers and systems to protect you. But I'm gonna read you.
I'm gonna read you your rights.
You got a right to know that you're gonna go to hell. These black nights.
everybody to go back to your phone calls and cover some more news.
And when the trial was over, he had the nerve to say, that's the way it goes. I said, well, Hoss, you better get you some corks, cause you're gonna have to plug up a few holes. Guess he thought I was talking just to pass away time. But it kind of looks different now, on his knees begging for his life. Hey, I got rights. I got some rights too. And this time it won't be no damn lawyers and systems to protect you. But I'm gonna read.
The globalists think they're gonna have some violent revolution or come out on top. They better hope it doesn't go that way. All right, let's go back to your phone calls. Julio in Illinois on the data centers. Welcome, sir. You're on the air worldwide.
Alejandro, I could just keep listening to that Hank Williams Jr., man. That was, wow. That's beautiful music. They don't make it like that these days. Alejandro, it's been a pleasure chatting with you for so many years.
That's right. You've been a news reporter with mainstream media. You've done everything. You've been calling in for like, what, 16, 17, 18 years.
It's time flies when you're having fun. So it's beautiful to see the Streisand effect in full effect. I mean, this bit, I love bits because Chicago radio, people love bits out here. The bit would have worked when you were deplatformed and escaped from social media, but these people have no sense of creativity. Instead, they do this at your most popular moment that has made you even more popular. So it's almost a chef's kiss. So beautiful to see, and continue the great work, my friend.
I'm trying. Only do it because you're sport. Only do it because you're sport.
Alex, go.
All the praise goes to you guys.
And glory to God, Alejandro. It's amazing. I was in a room in San Antonio, Texas, hearing a man from the West Texas Weather Modification Association bragging, as a West Texan would, about teaming with the devil, in this case Bill Gates, for geoengineering. And then years later, being in a conference on foreign relations, conference call, off the record, that an Obama official admitting, yeah, we get into geoengineering and weather modification, but we can't let the public know about that. To a few years later being in a conference with a former National Weather Service head and Tom Skilling, meteorologist in Chicago, whose brother, Jeffrey Skilling, people may know him from his days with Enron, admitting to me, yeah, we know about weather modification, but we can't let the public know about it.
And that's exactly what the CIA director Brennan 11 years ago said. And now we know those high-powered radars, only six in the world, two in the Middle East. As soon as Iran blew them up, years of no rain, now everything's flooding. Isn't that incredible?
It is incredible. I had someone admit to me a few weeks ago that he was tipped off 4 hours in advance of a F2 tornado hitting just 25 miles away from me. So these radars are precise and they know what's going on. I digress. It's crazy over the last 16 years to where we are now. More and more people are coming to awake. And these data centers, Alex, it's what I call an apolitical issue. It's kind of like Maha, where more and more people from every political spectrum are coming together. And in southwestern Wisconsin, in a town called Cassville, no greater than 700 people, they want to build maybe a 500-acre data center along the Mississippi River.
By the way, you just hit the nail on the head. Hold on a second. Go back to what you're saying. But the big thing I should have said today, you just said, I meant to say it before the show started today, these data centers are populist. They're not populist, but they're unifying the populace. This is the big issue, unifying left and right.
These are, some people would call themselves socialists, to conservative farmers, and all points in between. Everyone in southwestern Wisconsin, irate, Alex, about what's going on. Cassville, Wisconsin, along the Mississippi River, town of no greater than 800 people. An unknown developer wants to build a 500-acre data center along the Mississippi River. These are billion-dollar projects. I live in a town no greater than 800 people, but they've got wind and solar projects that they want to build out here. These are pristine farmlands. These are the driftless regions of the country where only God can create this parts of the country. But it's even more beautiful than that, Alex. Here in Wisconsin, their governor, Tony Evers, in 2019 granted all approval for projects 100,000 megawatts or greater to the bureaucratic Public Service Commission. But if you look at the current Public Service Commission board, they're nothing more than poli-sci majors from UW-Madison or UW-La Crosse. No background whatsoever in engineering. No background in agriculture. Nothing.
All the water, everything's for us, and we're going to increase your power prices to subsidize it. Thanks, Ilya, for the call. Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. Powerful last hour of Mike Adams. If you missed it, folks, we're going to post it to X and Rumble. You got to watch it. Follow us on Rumble, the new channel, at AJN Live. At AJN Live on Rumble. Rumble.com/@AJN Live. We should probably create a URL so people get it. It's Rumble.com/@AJN Live. Let's make that so it's clear. People think that's X. You can follow us at AJN Live on X as well. Let's go to Austin in Missouri. Austin, welcome.
Hey, how's it going, Alex? On the AI centers, I got two major points. One thing that I picked up on, and you guys reminded me of it when you started talking about how water retains memory, and these AI centers, they need fresh drinking water that they're going to return back into our supply it has forever chemicals in it, that they're possibly using these AIs to program the water. I know it kind of sounds out there.
No, it changes the molecular structure. No, I've seen the reports. That's real science.
Oh, okay. And another
thing. Most of the time, in fact, all the time, these big, giant government initiative projects like Manhattan or this is even bigger, has a real separate agenda than what you're being told.
Exactly. And with the last caller was saying how this is unifying everybody, I look at this a little bit different, that's actually the intended effect. That this is kind of like an iteration of Bluebeam, because even the people that are trying to sell us on the AI are bringing up all these evil outcomes, that this might be a way that they're trying to have the one common enemy that we all rise up against. And
I think it's more they're programming it that it's going to be evil, because what we design, what we envision, we end up designing and building. We're made in the image of God. We're not God, but we're little g. We are master builders. And so the globalists are evil, but they have to metaphysically tell you what they're doing.
Yeah. All right. Well, just on a little side note, I'd say with the Iran war, we're getting the intended outcome of withdrawing from the war, or at least that's what it sounds like. And Trump's a little bit like you. That whenever we're critical, not just critical, but whenever we kind of fight against him, that he kind of digs his heels in, because he's been trained in the last 4 years that, you know, if somebody's comes towards him in a certain way, that he fights against that. So I think we should take the victory. Doesn't matter if it was Saudi
Arabia. Well, it's
not
over yet, but Saudi Arabia is saying no airspace, don't use our airspace. That's a big deal. And so that's a very positive. Thank you, sir. All right, let's go to Carlos in Canada. Carlos in Canada on the Antichrist. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Alex. They're very difficult times that we're arriving at. You know, Marco Rubio is in Rome in order to explain to the Pope things that have been said. And I want to make sure that we do not divide people along religious lines, Protestant, Catholic, Jewish. The element that we have to really keep in mind is the fact that in history, the division of the what we call the two messiahs, the Messiah of Jesus Christ in Greek is Messiah, and so Jesus Christ is understood to be a Messiah, and it's only until the year 600 where, in reaction to the Roman, if you want to call it, Catholic developments of Christianity, that there was a movement by the Jewish community, which wasn't known at the time other than Judeans, to form a religion that would be anti-Roman Catholic. And so you have the creation of several books in relation to the movement which Catholicism, if you want to call it Christianity, had developed the Old Testament. The Old Testament wasn't developed by the Jewish people at the time until about hundreds of years after Christ. What we have afterwards is the development of three major trends, the Talmud, the Kabbalah, and the Zohar. And when you look at the Antichrist, it becomes a movement, anything against Christ, Jesus Christ being the Messiah. So this movement was to call upon the advent of a new leader, a human leader, that would be powerful above all nations and would be able to eliminate everyone else who was not of the small group.
That's right. The Antichrist wants world government, total control with AI. You don't do what it says. You don't follow it. You don't worship it. You can't buy or sell. Exactly. That's the social credit score 2,000 years ago warned about by John the Revelator and the Isle of Patmos. It's incredible.
That's correct. And what you have now is a major attack on Christianity that is not warranted, because Christianity has been the engine of dimensional technological progress. You and I have talked about this in the past, that we're at the threshold of entering a new era for mankind. And the universe is so large that we considering moving let's say, light years from here, we can only do it with one means, and that means is human thought. Think about it. I can think of a planet somewhere in the far distance, and I have traveled further than the speed of light. But you see, at this point, we have a movement which is looking to make control of mankind by control of intelligence. And intelligence, as noted, is ever-present. It's in everything. It's intelligence, it's information. It's in negentropic in the sense that it is not with entropy. So what we have to understand is that the Antichrist is not one individual. The Antichrist is anything, anyone against Christ. And
well, that's right. Tucker said Trump saying all the things he's saying he's doing and comparing himself to God and doing all these things. He said, that's Antichrist. And they go, you're saying he's the Antichrist. He goes, no, I mean the spirit. He actually nailed it.
Exactly. It's a leadership of anything against the Messiah, Christ. And we have to be very careful because people are being divided. I see on X people talking about, you know, the Catholics or the Protestants or the Judeo-Protestants or even Judaism and anti-Semitism. You have all these false ideas, ideologies, based on the fact that people are not informed. And the pastors that are in the Protestant, Christian Protestantism has been very much influenced by Zionism. And now you have movements within...
Yeah, for those who don't know, what started about 150 years ago, the Scofield Bible and all of it, Zionism, which was funded by the British Empire and the Rothschilds, has basically taken over the ecumenicalists. It's taken over a lot of the... you know, a lot of the holy rollers have taken over a lot of those people, and they are just so lost right now, and it's so sad. But what do you make of Iran and what Saudi Arabia just did? This is the first big sign I see of sanity. What do you think?
I'm very, very happy that Saudi Arabia and all the countries along the Persian Gulf realize the United States is not able to protect them. So any attack that the United States would initiate now, or God save us from Israel doing it, would mean that these countries would not be protected. And Saudi Arabia has really no protection if the United States is not there to protect it. And so they're saying to the United States, stop it, because any stupidity on the part of yourselves or Israel means that we are going to be hit so hard that we will take many, many years to recover. Now, there is a pipeline going from eastward, from Saudi Arabia westward, which is now operating at almost maximum capacity, 4.5 million barrels a day. But that pipeline, if it were to be struck and the Gulf was blocked, you would really have a major world problem. And so the judgment on the part of Saudi Arabia is very wise. Going back to what we discussed last time, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and all of these countries should now weigh on the United States to tell Israel, stop the expansion. Saudi Arabia is not going to be cut in half for no greater Israel. No, Jordan is not going to disappear. Lebanon is not going to go away. So,
well, what do you think is going on in Israel? Because you know me, you've been calling it for 20 years. I don't have some special hard on for Israel. I was worried about China and others, but Israel did want to be dominant. Israel's bragging they're dominant. I got clips of Netanyahu in Hebrew saying, "Yeah, we're going to teach the Persians that Jews are on top, they're on bottom." And there's a wild-eyedness. Let's use nukes. Let's go crazy, bombing all these Christian settlements. 30,000+ homes blown up. I mean, they're just trying to be villainous. What is the end game? What's happened to Israel?
I don't believe that Netanyahu, whose father was Benzion Netanyahu, who was the secretary to Jabotinsky, is about to give up on the idea of greater Israel. And that's dividing Israel in half right now. It's not just religious. It's not political. And his days are coming to an end. So it's very dangerous because he would be tempted to destroy the Sansom option, which is to destroy everybody if he cannot get his way. This man must be stopped.
I hear you. We got to jump. Thank you, Carlos. It's totally true. Let's go ahead and talk to Master in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes.
I want to say, first and foremost, God bless you and keep you safe. You are the tip of the spear, and we all know this. You need to be protected more than anybody. You should have a bunker underneath your home. You have friends that can make it happen. Probably should also have a place in Argentina, just in case. And please give me 2 minutes. I want to discuss a few things. Very important. I want to pick up the spear. I want to pick up the flag and carry it. Maybe not as far as you, but I want to fund the InfoWar. If I could sit down for just a minute with you or Chase or one of your friends, Mike Adams, there's a way we could deal with all this stuff, right? Moore's Law. What happened to Moore's Law, right? Where's Moore's Law? They want to build all these data centers. They want to put them in space. They could all be attacked with one missile, right? I got a better idea. Way better. AI tells me it's way better. We can fund the InfoWar. A lot of this stuff, health problems people are having, is from antibiotics more than anything. They've been hurting us with antibiotics for at least 50 years and then call it something else, and nobody even understands what's going on. You can talk to Mike Adams about that. You can talk to your dad about that.
It's not a secret that antibiotics are causing much problems.
Yeah. I have a solution for that. That's going to make us billions of dollars per year, and we'll fund the InfoWar forever to infinity and beyond. I promise you, Alex. Put me on the phone with your guys afterwards. Put me in a room with anybody. It has to be a skiff. You know, I'm calling in.
A skiff. Yeah, I mean, you could just say the idea on air. I mean, what, would you have an alternative to antibiotics?
No. If I say too much on air.
All right. I love these calls. All right. Well, send us a letter, brother. We Chase doesn't work here. He quit. He's a good guy. But we're a tiny crew just doing our show still, just trying to stay on air. We need funds to do it. But I appreciate you wanting to help us with a big, great idea. That's great. I just know how to just keep our operation going. Cher in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome. Go ahead, Cher.
Hi. Good to talk to you again. It's been a long time. Anyway, I have you and Mike brought up something that kind of gave me one more thing to be horrified about AI, talking about growing them through childhood really fast. You know, and I thought, what about kids that are adopted? Some of them don't react too well. And he said at one point they'll realize they're not human. And I thought, oh, my God. That was all I wanted to call about. What did you think?
Well, what's your view of just everything that's happening right now?
I can't keep up. I try. It's pretty horrifying. I'm pretty happy about Saudi Arabia. Yay. Got a little help there.
That's good news. What do you make of London in deep trouble with Epstein in Congress?
Of what? Oh, well, you know, we'll see what happens with that. You know, I don't know why the guy's not fired already. Well, actually, maybe we do. Sad to say. Disappointed in Trump at this point. I'm not totally giving up. I'm kind of like you. You know, I agree. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, I guess.
But back to that AI childhood. I kind of got what you said, but say it again.
Well, if I understood you guys right, you and Mike, you talked about how they would, they're training them. So the big centers are basically forced to train the AI up as, and bring it through like human through a childhood and all that. And then at some point in 10 seconds, they're a teenager and realize they were quote adopted or that or that they're not human, is what I thought he said.
I'm like, yeah, oh. They're training them for the takeover and their own admissions. Thanks for the call. Great to hear from you, Cher. Indian, Oregon, last caller. You're our tail gunner on this Thursday, 7th of May, global transmission. Go ahead.
I have breaking bombshell news on this new pandemic. I personally witnessed on the front lines the very first two outbreaks of hantavirus. Elvetus K. Camina, the virus that walks. This is not the old world hantavirus. This is a gain of function hantavirus. It was initially called virus sin nombre. It's now called the antivirus. I was literally there on the front lines when Vijay Amigwal and system media were wiped out by this virus. It has a mean kill rate of 54%. And in Vijay Amigwal, it was 60%. I rode with the paramedic to the town, and he claims that the scientists came in first. We have evidence that the CDC was there in November of 97 from Atlanta, USA, in Chile. And this is a very different virus than the old world virus. The old world virus of hantavirus spread only from rats. This one is airborne, and it spreads from human to human, and it's extremely deadly. 54% mean kill rate. It literally wiped out the entire town that me and the paramedic went to, Vijay Amigwal. You can look it up. There wasn't a single person there that didn't have one or two family members that died from it. It's devastating. And the fact that they let this ocean liner cruise without quarantining it, with this Andes virus, get loose is a crime against humanity. So are you still there?
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
Yeah, so I wrote about this in a book, SacrificingHumanity.com. It's 1,500 pages. It's two volumes.
Well, I'm glad you called in, but I agree it looks like antifunction. We're out of time. A two-minute break, and then Harrison Smith comes in with the War Room. You'll find the feeds on Rumble at rumble.com/AJN Live and at Real Alex Jones on X and at AJN Live on X. You're the Paul Revere. Share those live feeds. Great job to the crew. Please support us at our sponsor, the best supplements and Patriot apparel, thealexjonesstore.com. Giant sales, the only last 48 hours, are live there right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you so much. God bless you all. See you tomorrow. We've been right about the poison shots and raised the main alarm, and right about the open borders, and right about the wars, and right about the entire agenda. That's why the bad guys want us off air. And that's why it's such a revolutionary act when you take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X or on Rumble at AJN Live. That's the new site on Rumble. Hundreds of thousands followed just last day. I want to thank all of you that did at AJN Live there. Follow us there. Get the free app for the Droid and for Apple for your phone at alexjonesapp.com. This is a revolutionary act. Share it on your email list, your text message list. Tell those you share it to share it. That creates the chain reaction. And then support us at thealexjonesstore.com. But the sister site of the owner of the Alex Jones Network, Bigly, is realalexjones.com. And they hold back 10% of the knives and the coins and the t-shirts that are limited edition there. A lot of the stuff that you'll find that's sold out at thealexjonesstore.com is available at realalexjones.com, like the modern updated World War II trench knife with the blacked out, murdered out brass knuckles, the skull crusher, 10-inch double-edged dagger, five different limited edition laser engraved designs. They're all about to sell out. Only a few hundred left at realalexjones.com. So take advantage of that. Support us. The ultramethylene blue, the bovine colostrum, the shilajit, all the very best supplements you're going to find are at realalexjones.com. When you support us, we are absolutely unstoppable. But whatever you do, become a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com because you get $40 to spend in the store each month, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything on top of it, and you can cancel anytime. There's no commitment, just in your profile. You pay $30 a month, you get $40 to spend instantly, and the special deals, special deals, special offers, cancel any time. Stand with us. We've got so much more work to do. All of our victories are shared together. It's because of you. Take action now at realalexjones.com and the Alex.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.